of the show, show.
Nice.
Hello there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. It's summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hi there, I'm Gregor. I should say every weekday morning, but yesterday, because everything I recorded, a huge, long, thorough rant about the Red Hot Chili Peppers and their different eras, got lost. So most weekday mornings. I'm host of Mornings on 107.7 The Ed, Nerd Talk, and the Full 90 Extra Time podcast, and I'm ready to make some silly jokes. All right, what did I listen to today? I don't know how to pronounce the name. Geoda? G-E-O-D-A? It is heavy metal! I said that like the oldest person on the planet, but my buddy Ryan the Beard plays in this local group called Pound, which is like straight up like math metal, and it's incredible. You have to check out Pound. It's probably not for you. I don't know that everyone would like it, but you might. And if you do, it's real good. Real good. Anyway, Geoda, he recommended this, and it looks like it's South American because everyone who comments, it's all in Espanol. And lots of times the metal works down there, so I actually haven't looked up where they're from. It is complicated. I was listening to Tool and blown away by the singing of Maynard James Keenan against the, like, pretty heavy, aggressive music, but that's real mathy, too, especially the later that they get. And the singing is singing. It's not growling and stuff. Same with this band. They do, like, a lot of cool, like, metal stuff, like double bass and stuff like that, but it's not all growly Cookie Monster voice. Like, one of my favorite bands of all time, Isis, they do a lot of the growly Cookie Monster voice, and I find it annoying, but I also love that band. Anyway. So I lost a whole thing yesterday, and it was made me feel things. I was really upset about that. This is a really busy weekend in Seattle. Plan accordingly now. I just want to make sure you're aware of some stuff that's coming up. It's Pride weekend, so like the Sounders Pride match is on Saturday night. We just recorded a new Full 90 Extra Time podcast. It's my buddy Brandon and I, who used to work here. And we got into, the team hasn't played in for forever. We got real into it and all the stuff that you can expect from that. It's a real fun podcast. It's mainly just jokes about soccer, not a whole lot of soccer talk. I would recommend it, seeing as I'm on it. Also, I get questions about Our Dumb Podcast a lot, about what's going on with that. That show has been put a halt. That's not English language. I can't answer any questions about it. And if you see a new one pop up, it's just because I'm trying to not lose control of the, well, I won't get into it. I would like the people that subscribe to find whatever the next thing I do is. So if you're part of that, don't unsubscribe. Thanks. Okay, so this weekend, the Pride match will be happening for Seattle Sounders FC. I gotta say, they were in it way ahead of everyone else. Like, there's a lot of corporate jumping on the bandwagon for Pride because there's like a marketing opportunity to show that you're inclusive. And I have two thoughts on that. One, awesome, because we should definitely normalize every human just being a human, and whatever you do, that's your business, I think. But then also, it feels kind of tacky sometimes, as if you're like trying to capitalize on a movement, and so maybe that's not so good. I don't know. That's up for you to decide. But the Sounders got in real early, and I really believe that Sounders and MLS were trying to actually promote equality, which is really cool. Pride Fest on Capitol Hill is Saturday, and then Pride Fest Seattle Center is Sunday. A lot going on, a lot of marching, and then on Sunday after the big Pride March down at Mopop, they're going to open up Sky Church and have a lot of fun things for people to do. So that's pretty cool. There's probably a lot more stuff going on that I can't remember right now because I don't have it written down. I'm going off of instinct. You got a busy weekend ahead of you if you should so choose. I'm bummed. This is a total transition into something else. I'm really bummed for NBC's AP Bio television program, Glenn Howerton. It's real good. They got two seasons in and they got canceled. And so we're getting caught up on that. And I like a little darkness to my comedy. I like stuff that's silly and fun and lighthearted, great, but I like when stuff gets a little bit dark. This one has both of them. It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of spooky a bit. Not in like a spooky is a terrible description. I don't know. Watch it for yourself. But the point is that these comedies come around, come and go, and you invest in them. Like The Good Place, excellent. Parks and Rec was a big one forever for me. 30 Rock. I think that one's kind of dropped off the face of the earth. And then big news about The Office.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
The internet had some feelings about The Office leaving Netflix next year. Gasp.
No! God, please, no! No!
Yeah, NBC is trying to get one of their most popular, if not the most popular show on the internet, moved to their own proprietary system, so you have to pay separately for it so they can keep making money off of it. This is something we've seen coming for a long time, but now it's happening. They're going to be gone by the end of 2020, if not sooner.
No!
And waiting for the light rail headed to the airport or school or whatever after the big Sounders match this weekend, you'll have an idea of how long you're going to be standing there waiting. They've installed automated signs that'll tell you when the next three trains are coming and if there's any sort of track distress. This is great, but imagine the extra pressure it'll add when you're standing there and you have to pee. 7 more minutes! Ah, crap.
You just got news.
There's something about rolling the dice and watching people just get on those trains after the sporting events without paying their fare to see what the fare enforcement could possibly do. All right, there's been so much space news this week, and I am for it. I love all of it. I love the idea of going to space. I'm watching a show. Shout out to my buddy Sean. I'll leave his last name out of this, but he helped me see this show that's airing only in the UK for now until they release it here on BBC America in like a month. It's about the planets. I listened to the audiobook. There's an actual book, and now they've done like a visual experience of it. Professor Brian Cox is awesome. I'm learning all about the planets, specifically yesterday about Jupiter and Jupiter's role in keeping the terrestrial inner planets to be rocky and safe with the asteroid barrier around it. Those asteroids are far apart from each other. It's not like someone spilled salt on the counter. Like, they're like really far apart. Not like close together where it'd be hard to get through them. I want to know, and I'm sure there's an explanation for this, why everything is kind of on like a disc. Like, there's the sun and then all these planets going around it, like approximately flat. Like, why don't they go in all different planes? It makes it kind of like look like Saturn a little bit. Must be systemic or something. Anyway, there's been a lot of great news. SpaceX sent that Falcon Heavy up, delivered a bunch of space satellites. Very cool. One of them is going to change the game. It's a solar sail, which uses we'll get to that here in just like a second. A light sail, as they call it. It's a light sail too. And I think Bill Nye, the engineer, or self-proclaimed science guy, is actually sort of responsible for that, too. I don't know. Here, let's check out Nerd Talk.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Imagine a mobile gas station that would drive around and, like, come to you. Because it exists and just got a bunch of funding. Especially in the burbs where there's parking, you could just let them, like, pull up behind you and then fill her up. Ooh, and imagine when it gets hot out, the Zoolander-style gasoline fights you could have in the summer. Oh, I got in my eyes. Oh, it burns! About the size of a loaf of bread, SpaceX shot a rad piece of science fiction into reality a couple nights ago. A solar sail will expand here shortly and start collecting solar particles and wind and stuff to very slowly accelerate and scoot through space. Sort of like Count Dooku in Star Wars Episode 2. Whoa. I didn't write the thing. I'm just saying it's a good example. Imagine it unfurling like a giant bed sheet. Not the fitted one. Not even NASA can fold one of those. And finally,
it's time for NASA news.
We, the humans of Earth, get to name the next Martian rover that NASA is blasting to our red neighbor. Look, we gotta stop giving him such inspiring names and instead do something way simpler for jokes. Like any great pet name, you gotta go human, like Carl landed on Mars without a hitch. Or go full ridiculous, call it something like Wieners.
Standing by for confirmation. Congratulations, NASA has successfully sent Wieners to Mars.
Nerd talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hope the rest of your day is a good one, and thanks so much for taking the time to listen to Gregor's End of the Show. Working title music, End of the Show. Show.
I don't know. God, this is dumb. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.